Well, today is my last full day in the office before retirement, so Friday Feedback is heading for the last transmission. It will be bleeding demised and pushing up daisies after today. I've had a great time reading these little messages each week for the last 7 years, and I've learned a lot. Thanks to all of you for making it possible. I'm very happy to report that the future looks bright for WHQR. The new manager, Michelle Rinesmith, will be moving from public radio service in Florida soon and will assume her duties on August 14th. She and I have been in daily touch, and I'm confident that the station will continue to grow under Michelle's strong leadership. Please welcome her to the Coast and to WHQR. I frequently get asked how I'm able to keep my composure when reading critical comments. But, you know, it's just one person's opinion, so you can't let it bug you. Last week I read on air a small part of a comment a listener had made in response to my recent guest appearance on Coastline. As I said then, feedback is not the place to continue opinion sparring from Coastline, so I didn't present either of our actual views. Instead, I published that listener's full comment on Coastline's web story along with other commenters, but I did read a small segment of his message criticizing me. Another listener felt I had treated this person unfairly. I published his reaction in full on the Coastline site, and here's a sample. You really must think conservatives are all ignorant Fox News zombies. You're a public radio station, and it is shameful the way you support one half of the public's views while you either squelch, misrepresent, or cherry-pick the worst of what the other has to offer. We exchanged some emails about this. Neither, I suspect, convinced the other. On the other side of the coin, John Feltz wrote, "I just wanted to take a moment and tell you how much I've enjoyed your decision to be honest and how truthful you are with feedback and with the station's activity. I'm a libertarian, and I very much appreciate the mostly balanced and fair approach this station takes. There will never be complete elimination of bias, but this station works the hardest at delivering the news as straight as possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your service." Well, John, thank you for listening. The diversity of opinion is why I've enjoyed doing feedback for the last 7 years. It's been an especially meaningful part of my time here, in fact. I love public radio because of what feedback represents, a willingness to engage others, to contribute to the great symphony of voices that make up the public radio audience here and all over the country. No, we don't always have to agree, but we ought to be able to disagree without being pulled into a world where we only listen to people who talk and believe just like us. We ought at all times to listen to others. I'm going to finish up with a message from Bill Hart that I'm frankly too embarrassed to read myself, so I've asked Kate Brandis to do that.
"In my view, you have accomplished near miracles in nearly every metric relevant to a public radio station. Some of them are going from red ink on the balance sheet to financial stability, for regular operating expense and the long term, improved transmission hardware, entry into the Myrtle Beach market, a beefed up news program, the progression from just 91.3 to 91.3 HD to two sister stations with 24-hour classical music, being inventive in supporting nonprofit organizations and continuing the long-established cultural programs such as Cinematique. Can't ask for much more. Strangely, Bob and you have anchored the necessary fundraising campaigns in ways that made them a lot of fun and therefore tolerable, a notable achievement when compared to the tedious fundraising segments of the past."
Thank you, Bill, but you give me too much credit. My thanks go to Wilmington for giving me the opportunity to work at this wonderful station, full of great people in a supportive board and community. It's been by far the best job I've ever had, and even though I'm ready to retire, there are many things I'll miss about this job. This is one of them. Thank you for making it possible, and as always, thanks for your feedback.